Welcome to Talking Politics, KBIA's look at local and national politics. I'm Ryan Familwinner. On this week's show, Columbia College political science professor Dr. Terry Smith has this commentary where he gives us his reflections on the Republican National Convention and tells us what he's expecting from the rest of the Democratic Convention this week.
I am not a convention junkie. Mostly I read about what went on the day after, but I do watch two events live, the presidential nominee acceptance speeches. At the conclusion of each speech, I turn off the TV and write down my impressions. I'm not interested in what the talking heads have to say. Sometimes the next morning, when I catch the analyses, I wonder aloud, did those people watch the same speech I did? Also, I try to watch it as though I were an undecided voter, just now getting interested in the campaigns, trying to answer the question, so who is this Donald Trump guy I've heard about, and why should I vote for him? The comments I wrote about Trump's speech were brief, nothing new, few specifics, kept his voice and energy admirably. He kept his promise to make law and order the centerpiece. I was surprised that he spent rather more time attacking Barack Obama than Hillary Clinton, although his criticisms of her were certainly sharp. He went on and on about violent crime committed by illegal immigrants. He was full of bluster and hyperbole. Again, nothing new. His most curious specific proposal was a sop to evangelicals whose love for them he proclaimed. He wants to allow churches to do political advocacy without jeopardizing their tax-exempt status. I thought, black churches also will love this, and they turn out Democrats. I must confess, I switched a few times between the speech and the Cardinals game. Their come-from-behind win over San Diego was a lot more exciting than the speech. While Trump did not expand his voter pool much, he did fire up the loyalists. Had I been a casual, undecided voter, I would have been impressed with his command presence. Also, I might have wondered if single-handedly he really could bring all those blue-collar jobs back, and if single-handedly he really could reduce the crime rate. Sounds great, if he can deliver. This week, Hillary Clinton must present an alternative vision for America while building voter confidence that she is authentic and presidential. She has her work cut out for her, and I'll be watching with interest. A postscript. Clinton's pick of Virginia Senator Tim Kaine as her running mate is intriguing for lots of reasons. One is that he is an MU grad, one of three currently in the U.S. Senate. Second is what it says about Clinton, and she'll have more to say about that this week. But I am most fascinated by an historical parallel. In 2006, an incumbent U.S. Senator from Virginia, Republican George Allen, was seeking re-election to a second term and was strongly favored. He had been a successful governor, like Kaine, and was also, like Kaine, a relative moderate. Had he been re-elected, he would have been the clear favorite to be the GOP presidential nominee in 2008 and a formidable candidate. He got caught using an ethnic slur in an early YouTube video. His campaign collapsed, he lost narrowly, his political career was finished, and John McCain, a weaker candidate, was Barack Obama's opponent in 2008. Political history that begins in Virginia takes funny turns. This is Terry Smith.
Dr. Smith is a political science professor at Columbia College and a regular commentator for KBIA's Talking Politics. I'm Ryan Familwinner. Thanks for listening.